We learned about it through meeting at the neighborhood recreation center, went down and found out that a curfew basically is a highly toxic gas that is injected into the soil. The moisture and the irrigation causes it to fumigate. It spreads a low-hanging toxic fume that floats basically just above the ground. Is an uncontrollable substance because of the wind direction. And it's also known as a carcinogen. So I'm concerned about my family and my neighbors, concerned about our pets. The other part that I'm concerned about is the threat to the groundwater. Curfew's product label basically says we should not be using this near any kind of shallow water tables, near sinkholes or such, and we've identified sinkholes in the area. The local golf course has a very shallow water table, and there's also some private wells there we're concerned about.
If you go to Dow Agro Sciences, that website, it says it's safe for pets and for humans, but you're still concerned about your family.
I think Dow Agro Sciences likes to market their materials. It's interesting that the original buffer zone, the distance was 300 feet between the area the chemical is applied to and residences. That buffer zone has been reduced to 100 feet and now 30 feet. And it's just basically sad. How can they control gases that float above the ground with unknown wind direction? So I think that it's a marketing campaign. Basically, they would like people to believe that it's safe. But it's been banned in Europe. It's not allowed to be used in Europe because of the toxicology studies there. California has a number of lawsuits that have occurred related to this. And on top of that, I think that Dow AgroSciences would like us to believe that it's a safe material. It's not banned, but it's not permitted in 45 states. It's only permitted in 5 states, and that presents a concern to us.
They want to do this to control the nematodes, the worms in the golf course. You're okay with the golf course just getting eaten up by these worms?
Well, no, the nematodes are a very small worm-like creature, and what they do is they nibble at the roots under the grass, and they cause damage. We're significantly concerned about the quality of the golf course. After all, it affects our property values, so we don't want to have any kind of damage to the golf course. But there are other pesticides available. The Tampa Sports Authority did a kind of like a pilot study to examine the effectiveness of these other chemicals. It was a very brief study, though, and it was not conducted under the strictest control conditions. So we appreciate that TSA basically looked at it, but we think we need to look at these other options more carefully. The other thing we'd like to see is that they use an integrated pest management program, and this is a very popular thing in the industry of golf course management. Basically means better turf care, things like having too much nitrogen in the soil or too much water, too much irrigation, make nematode growth a much greater problem. So we'd like to see them looking at the quality of the soil and trying to come up with better preventative methods so that these kind of very toxic materials are not being used.
My last question has to do with the postcard that you got from the Tampa Sports Authority. What can you say about how big the postcard is and whether you think that it was appropriate notification from the Tampa Sports Authority?
This is the postcard. You can see that the font is, I'm not even sure how to estimate that font, maybe a 1 or 2 font. You almost have to get out a magnifying glass to be able to see it. It's just kind of downright rude. I think what happened is that a lot of people got this and said, well, what the heck is that? They tossed it aside like a piece of junk mail. This is supposed to be the legal notice that this dangerous chemical is going to be applied. So I think it shows a kind of disregard for how serious this matter is and how important it is for the citizens of this golf course to be treated safely. I would encourage any of these Tampa Sports Authority executives, city council members, or anyone else, including the mayor, who has any control over this matter, to come and trade places with us. Sit down with us the morning that this chemical is applied. Okay, experience it for the next couple of days just like we will. I think that's a fair trade. If they want to allow this chemical to be applied, they should come over and experience it just like we're going to.